Fred Film Radio, Festival de Cannes.
Hello and welcome to Fred Film Radio. I'm Amani Mohammed reporting from the 67th Cannes International Film Festival. I am with Shira Geffen, the writer-director of Self-Made, which is in the Critics Week in Cannes this year. Hi Shira, how are you doing?
Great, fine, very happy.
Very happy to be here. Now, of course, you're no stranger to Cannes. You won a very big award, Camera d'Or, for Jellyfish in 2007.
Yes.
And that must have been quite an incredible experience for you. You worked with your husband on the film
yes.
as well.
Yes.
Tell us what it's like to be back in Cannes.
It's great. It's a little bit like coming home Critics Week. I like this place and this intimate atmosphere, and I think they choose me every time. Each time it's mean that I have a style, very specific style, and I like this fact very much.
Now, of course, you know, it's very competitive getting into Cannes, so congratulations.
Thank
you know
you.
Have you seen any changes since you were here last?
I think I don't know, because I didn't travel a lot now in the festival, but it seems to be that it's becoming bigger and bigger. I see the people in the competition and the official competition. I think it's a little bit remind me Hollywood, but I'm not sure. But I think Critics Week, it's still, you know, like it was. Yeah.
Yeah, which is quite refreshing then, really.
Really refreshing, yeah, I like it. And I really want to see the other films. It's look very, I'm very curious to see, to watch them. It look very good ones.
Okay. Self-Made, I watched it yesterday at this press screening, and I was really pleasantly surprised, because quite often I think, you know, we're going into a heavy political film. We'll talk about the humour a little bit later, but it's quite a difficult film to describe,
yeah.
As in, if I was to say to you, can you sum up this film, it's actually a little bit tricky, so I'm going to ask you anyway to try, but also, could you tell us about some of the themes of the film as well?
I like it that you can discover the film, and I kind of want that people will not tell me it's a drama, it's a tragedy, it's a comedy, and I think the different, it's not a political film, because it's not a story about political, it's a story about a human being. The start point is from psychological place, and this is the change, you know, that this is the different thing, and the refreshing thing about all the point of view of this film, and the issues, it's a lot of issues, it's all what I'm, you know, dealing with. It's about having a baby and identity and checkpoint about I used to be in a group of women that stand in checkpoints, and just was like witnesses for what happened there, and it was very strong for me. So I think it's like a big puzzle, this film, and the fact that it took like 7 years to do it, it's make me grow into the film, and you know, and discover things in my way that I did it. So it's a lot of things inside it.
And so, I mean, yes, I was going to ask you about that actually, because you, from when you started the process to finishing the film,
yeah.
it took about 6 or 7
yes.
years, as you mentioned. Now, did the film change throughout that process, or was it really a question of raising finances, or why did the film take so long, or were you trying to create something or challenge yourself in some way?
I think it's changed. It's I wait 5 years, it was very, very, very disturbing, but in these 5 years or 6 years, I all the time rewrite the script, so it was good, and I gave to a lot of people to read it, and I hear opinions and all the time, like make it more clear and more sharp, and for that I want to thank for the people that didn't give me money. They helped me very much with the script.
Yeah. Now, of course, you've got the two protagonists in the film, Nadine and Michal.
Uh-huh.
I believe that Samira had not acted before.
Yeah.
And
she acted in a TV. Yeah,
and so what kind of qualities were you looking for the two main characters? Because they're very, very different, but yet there's a connection there.
Yeah. I First of all, I search after characters that look like me inside. I think the personality, and things Sarah and Samir as well, they have something from me, and I recognize it, and I like the two of the both of them. They are very quiet, but very loud. They are very quiet outside, but you can feel the storm inside. So, and I think they are very very alike.
Yeah,
yeah, they're like you know the negative, but they're very alike, and I found it like that, so they can be the same woman for me.
Absolutely. And of course, being the writer of the film, having lived with it for so long, it's interesting to know that you've imparted some of yourself and given a bit of yourself to the film.
It's all about me. Let's start from that.
Let's get this clear. This is all about Shira.
Yeah. Just I can write just about myself.
Sure.
Because of that, I cannot write men so good. And the men in the film are very narrow. It's not something main in the film. But everything you see in the film is something connecting my life.
Right.
Nothing is unconnected. It's all the time in the process of these 5 years on the shooting and editing.
Yeah.
All the time I'm with the hand on the on my heart and to see if I can hear the beat, you know.
Yeah.
And if I hear the beat, it's okay. So
yeah.
So everything is connected.
Yes, of course. Did you have any challenges shooting the film in terms of your timeline and your locations? Because it's shot in Israel as well.
Yeah, it's shot in Jerusalem and in Arabic countryside, but I think we want to shoot in the you saw the wall.
Yes,
the wall, the shot of the wall.
Yeah,
this shot was really crazy because we didn't they didn't allow us to, it's very dangerous to shoot there, and we cannot did it. And they said to us, if you want, you can try. They will shoot you. Okay, I know. I prefer. I love art, but I prefer life. So we did it digital way. You know, we just the post computer. It's not a real wall, but it's very expensive, so it's just one shot in the film.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah. So this is one of the things was very difficult because they said to me, okay, forget it, let's put it out, this one. No, the wall is very important to me. We must do it. So we did it by digital way.
I mean, the question for me, I think, was, as I explained to you earlier, I went into the film thinking, oh, is this going to be really heavy? And what I really liked about the movie is that there's humour throughout, and in life in general, in the dark times, there's always a bit of light. And so I really enjoyed that you chose humour. I wanted to ask you how important the humour was to you to keep in the film, and why you chose to use humour.
I didn't choose to use humor. I think humor is built in my writing and in the way that I expressed it. I think if it's no humor, it's just a heavy film and not interesting.
Yeah, sure.
But I didn't. It was a great surprise to me that I came with this to Cannes Festival to the screening. People left because I didn't imagine that they left so much, because I didn't remember there's so a lot of humor inside. So it was a very great surprise to me. So I think it's something it's built in. It's nothing that I not think about it, you know.
Right. Yeah. I loved the unusual chef with the Is that a true fact about music and crabs?
I invited that. You can you believe it.
It's hilarious. I mean, I should explain to our audience because they won't see the film yet, but there's a scene in the film where a chef turns up for an anniversary dinner for Michal, one of the characters in the film, and he brings the crabs, or he explains that he's going to bring the crabs, but he's going to play music to them. And it really is so funny when he gets his violin out, and you sold it to me. You sold the idea to me. I mean, I want some of those crabs. Now and finally, I mean, you know, has this film shown anywhere else, or is this your Is it showing at Cannes?
It's a premiere in Cannes, and I think in Israel it will be the next thing it will be open, but I don't know what is the future. I hope that it will be in Europe, a lot of countries.
Absolutely. I really enjoyed the film, and thank you for sharing your vision, your creation with us here at the festival. I've been speaking to Shira Geffen, the writer and director of Self-Made. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I'm Imani Mohammed at the 67th Cannes Film Festival. We are Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.